Nein, Perke Bechayres. Meise Beheime neugen bei uns, bei Chutzlos, bei Fnei Abayis, bei Schlobe Fnei Abayis. Meise Beheime means that we'll see a certain times a year, a person would go to his herd, and one out of every 10 of the animals there, we'll see which animals he would proclaim Meise. And this is brought as a korban. If it gets a mum, then it could be eaten by the owner. So this concept applies both in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. But time the Beis Hamikdash, when we don't have a Beis Hamikdash, bechulin avaloi b'mikdashim. It only applies to chulin. But something's already hektish, you can't make a meiser again. It's already hektish. Benoig b'boker b'tzoin. It applies both by cattle and by tzon, is sheep and goats. Ve'edim misalsim mizel zeh. But you can't take 10 animals. One is a cow, another one is a sheep. Sheep and goats are all from the tzon category, and that you can make out of 10 of those, some sheep and some goats, you could have the 10th as mice. Chodesh means this year's new offspring, and Yoshin is last year's. Even if you didn't take off Meisah last year, you still have to take it this year, but you cannot also, in Misachim Mizel Zeh, you can't take 10 of some from last year, some from this year, and take a Meisah from that. They all have to be from the same year. Shehoye B'din, there'll be svar to say, Mam, Chodesh V'yoshim Sheinim K'laim Seh Misachim Misachim Mizel Zeh. Chodesh V'yoshim, we're talking about the same sheep, just one is a year and a half old, the other one's a half a year old. You can't be Meisah from one to the other. Sheep and goats, which are completely different species, surely should not be able to meisah from one on the other. The Torah says all the tzon family, which include both sheep and goat, is considered one type of thing. Every year is a separate entity.